FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Pam Husso. Options for action against Iran. The Pentagon plans to present a broad range to President Trump following the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil industry.
The president's going to get a list of potential airstrike targets inside Iran, and he's also likely going to be warned any action against Iran could escalate into war.
Fox's Jill Nato, Iran denies any involvement. A U.S. drone strike in Libya takes out 8 terror suspects. Military leaders say they don't believe any civilians were killed or injured. Worldwide protest over climate change.
Organizers say so-called global climate strikes are planned in 150 countries, heading west through Asia, Africa, and Europe, before culminating later in New York, ahead of a climate summit at the UN.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced she will be undergoing treatment for a malignancy discovered on her lung. Ivey says the cancer is treatable and will not prevent her from serving as governor. Ivey says the spot was discovered during a routine exam. A homicide investigation is now underway after the death of a man who was shot back in August. Authorities say 38-year-old Rodriguez Hampton was shot on August 4th in the 3100 block of Atlanta Highway. He died from his injuries on September 10th. Authorities initially began a death investigation in this case, but now say his death was a homicide. And in the last week, around 120 wildfires have burned more than 1,000 acres of land in the state. The state has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties because of dry weather conditions. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I love it when good news piles on. For instance, it's Friday, and it was just the most spectacular morning to be outside. It was just really nice. I mean, we knew it was coming, but yesterday was it was still a high of 91, but 13 degrees cooler than the day before. And that breeze yesterday, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
And the breeze this morning is going right now at 15 miles an hour. So, so the news is good. Again, I repeat, it is Friday. Mostly sunshine today. Tolerable temperatures and humidity. That's what I'd like to emphasize. It's not necessarily cool when you say 89, but you know what I mean. Low tonight, 66. And then tomorrow, a nice day. Again, I use the word tolerable, with a high around 91. Tomorrow night's low, 67. Sunday's high, 93. And guess what? Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're back in the mid-90s as the first three days of fall will be rather hot. Fall officially begins Monday morning. Well, we're going to accentuate the positive and talk about these east winds at 15, clear skies, comfortable 73 out there this morning. Wow. Did it make it easier to get going for you this morning?
It really did, and I do this, I've told you before, but I'll say it again. Yeah. I do the top-down convertible test. If it's top-down weather, it's good weather.
Hey, Joe, so I had the convertible from 95, then for 14 years.
In
three different cars, but I had the Mustang GT convertible.
Oh, that thing was fantastic.
Brand new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So I went through that, and the last one was a Volvo convertible, and it was really cool.
Well, and I love my little Roadster, but I think my next automobile will be a truck of some sort. I miss that at times.
I got to tell you, so one day I came up to the TV station, and a friend of mine said,
"Oh, I was so shocked today because you were in a grown-up car."
Rich Thomas is growing up before our eyes.
Our boy is growing up.
See, have you gone through this, Rich? It's kind of on a personal note. Like, yeah. you've grown up in front of people on television, in the public eye.
I started on radio at 21 years old.
Right. Larry Stevens.
Right. And yeah. So, in November 8th, I'm going to turn 64.
We won't tell anybody. So, but now you can really understand that Paul McCartney song.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. I mean, a lot of people who watch me their whole life, I kind of grew up right from, just like you do.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I'm in the middle
to you
of
right now.
And yeah. I don't know how to take it. I take it with grace. I try to, at least.
Well, you're handling it very well. And, I just hear really great things. Cool. So enjoy this nice weather.
Thank you, Rich. Thank
and
you.
And a good weekend as well. And can I say War Eagle?
War Eagle.
All right, man.
Be right back, folks. News and views begin soon.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basing rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Good morning, Montgomery, on this fine Friday morning. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. My name is Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell. But Jack had to go to the leg store today. And this isn't a euphemism or anything. He was literally a little off kilter, so you need to get that adjusted. He will be here a bit later today, though, I promise. He promises me. News and Views, the show will continue, though. A lot going on. Tourists from all over the country, dare I say all over the world, are descending on Area 51. People are all up in arms over this new whistleblower report. Yes, a whistleblower, part of the intelligence community, some would call the deep state. Well, he's blown the whistle on a conversation the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, had with a foreign leader. Which foreign leader, we're not sure, but people are starting to think it was with the president, newly elected president of Ukraine, former comedian. So, you know, Donald Trump, who not only was a great real estate tycoon, but a reality TV star, having a conversation with a foreign leader who used to be a comedian. And this is after there was a closed classified briefing with the whistleblower or the inspector general for the intelligence community yesterday, I believe. And even though it's a closed meeting and classified, of course, all sorts of stuff starts to leak out. And some of the fallout from this is quite fascinating. Quite fascinating indeed. In fact, I mentioned it earlier at the end of the morning show that Rudy Giuliani and Chris Cuomo really get into it. They really got into it last night on Cuomo's show, and it was, well, I'll have that audio for you later. I'll do a little Mystery Science Theater. And to begin, though, I just want to send my thoughts, my prayers, my hope to the governor of the great state of Alabama, Kay Ivey. Now, I've joked a lot here about Kay Ivey. I honestly find the whole blackface apology thing absurd. I think it's a distraction, especially something in her case 52 years ago. I've had disagreements on things like the gas tax and whatnot. But that is politics day in and day out, and that's doing a radio show. When it comes to something like a cancer diagnosis, I am deadly serious, no pun intended. It's affected my life. It's affected the lives of so many people I know. And here's the good news, the silver lining in a diagnosis that should scare anyone, is that they found it early. It's a small lesion on her lung. She's undergoing treatment very soon, and hopefully will make a swift job of this cancer, a swift battle of this. So again, thoughts and prayers with you, Governor Ivey. We wish you well. We hope you are never even taken a day off the job. It will be tough, though. So again, thoughts and prayers with her, and hopefully nothing will come of that in the foreseeable future, hopefully. Yeah, cancer's a bear, man. Yeah, it's one of those things that is truly a non-political issue. I think even Joe Biden pulls at my heartstrings when he talks about his son, when he talks about what he had to watch. When John McCain, I was no big fan of Senator McCain. I did not like his policies in terms of foreign policy and geopolitics. I'm glad it's not a McCain presidency, and in fact is a Trump presidency when it comes to issues like what's going on with Iran and Russia and China and North Korea. But despite all my disagreements with John McCain, the fact that I couldn't stand when he gave the big thumbs down on health care a couple of years ago, when they were trying to repeal Obamacare or the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Oh, give me a break. I didn't like John McCain, but the fact that John McCain was diagnosed and then succumbed, died, due to the same type of brain cancer that took my mother, you have to drop the political. And when I saw folks damning John McCain, taking all the sins of the past or their perceived sins, transgressions in the eyes of John McCain's critics, are like, hey, slow your roll. We can respect the personal aspect of our lives without politics overtaking everything, especially in the midst of a tragedy. All that said, I want to move to a story that I have had in my back pocket for a few days now. I have changed my mind, not really on principle. I still believe raising taxes to make things fair doesn't ever work out. And that's true whether it's income taxes, capital gains taxes, payroll taxes, or tariffs. I don't think raising tariffs to protect a certain industry, thus raising the cost and taxing other Americans to make things better for some Americans, is fair in the first place. I don't think it works out. However, I've changed my mind on the approach and the tactics of this president, Donald J. Trump. At first, I thought he believed raising taxes to make things fair, raising taxes on other countries, or really it's not other countries, it's on Americans buying things from other countries, companies buying things from other countries. I thought he's a true protectionist, but I was wrong. I was wrong. I started to change my mind last summer, when he was at the G7 meeting in Canada, along with, you know, Justin Trudeau, who is still apologizing, by the way.
And I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are, Justin, you hypocrite. again, the whole blackface thing is a distraction. It's more the high and mighty falling very quickly is the issue with Trudeau. So you should keep apologizing.
And I'm really sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for being really sorry. But at this G7 meeting last summer, it was reported that Donald Trump suggested to all the world leaders assembled in the room, the most successful nations, wealthy nations, economically speaking, well, what if we have no tariffs between our countries? And everybody was flabbergasted. I was floored. I was at a conference for the Foundation for Economic Education. A bunch of libertarians and economists and free market people, free traders. And I'm sitting there at this table at a luncheon. And did you see this news? Because even though I was in a conference with a bunch of politically minded people, I was one of the few news junkies there. So I'm showing them this quote, and all of them were taken aback, just like all the world leaders assembled in that room with Trump. When he said, what if we have no tariffs? And that tipped me off that Donald Trump isn't a true protectionist. What he wants is to use the leverage of tariffs, the language of trade war, in order to get better, freer trade for not just Americans, but for everybody involved. And then he appointed Larry Kudlow, also added to my hope that what they're really going for is the freest trade possible that makes it a great deal for Americans, putting Americans first, but also opens up markets and allows everybody on God's green earth to become richer through trade. And so we've heard a lot about China. We've heard a lot about the trade war and its relationship to the stock market and the volatility going on in the markets. But I think if you really look at what's going on the ground in China, a vast country that is much more difficult to rule, especially rule with an iron fist, than any country, say, like the United States, China is in trouble. So the article I want to bring to your attention, folks, and you can read the whole thing in full, I believe it is at the Washington Examiner, Could Trump Outlive Xi? It's an article by my good friend over at the Mises Institute. I believe he runs their social media, Tho Bishop. Of course, with Bolton out of the picture, it seems we've stepped in the right direction to calming tensions in the Middle East, even though the bombing of the Saudi oil fields has led to a trip by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meeting all the leaders across the Middle East. Apparently Pompeo is coming home soon with recommendations to the president, so we'll see whether or not those tensions have actually calmed. When the foreign minister of Iran, though, Zarif, is saying if you attack us at all, it'll be all out war, doesn't seem like tensions have calmed down, but, you know, we thought for a second Bolton leaving would help. But when Bolton left, oil markets seemed to calm down before they went back up again post-bombing. But if you look at markets, you can start to understand certain realities on the ground in China. Markets can help illustrate the rising tensions against China, in particular President Xi of China. The South China Morning Post, for instance, I believe it's their English language propaganda arm, but they occasionally report some facts. They reported recently that pork prices have doubled since July. Doubled. It's resulted in a double whammy hit of retaliation in the form of tariffs against American imports and a bad case of African swine flu on top of that. It's devastating local hogs in China. And to their credit, the Chinese people love pig. I like pig too. You couple that with reports that the Communist Party has overstated national inventory of frozen pig. And so Chinese consumers are feeling a squeeze in the world's largest pork-consuming country. Again, that is China. Of course, the economic troubles facing Chinese citizens are not simply limited to their favorite protein. Official inflation shows itself at about just shy of 3%, higher than expected. And also Chinese data that we're relying on is notoriously unreliable, so it could be higher. The combination of rising food prices in China, rising rent costs in China, and currency devaluation means that Chinese purchasing power of paychecks for the everyday Chinese citizen and subject is starting to stagnate significantly for the first time in decades. That's a situation the Communist Party of China has not faced in the 21st century. And all of this is without any mention of the political tensions in Hong Kong, where you have Hong Kongers beautifully using the American flag, not as a symbol of racism, but as a symbol of freedom. Standing up against this totalitarian regime, not too far away in Beijing. And this is important because you have to think about what happened after Tiananmen Square. That was in 1989, remember, folks. And the Chinese government realized if we do not do something, we can't just crack down. Again, this is a nation full of billions of people. You can't just rule with an iron fist. You have to have the velvet glove as well. So they made a deal with the Chinese people, and they've been riding on the back of this tiger ever since. If you calm down in terms of revolution, we'll make you richer, wealthier. And they've done that. But now that all these things are coming together, rising food costs, rising housing costs, currency becoming less and less valuable for the everyday Chinese person, it's becoming more difficult for China to stand strong. And so the question is, how will China respond? Of course, one way to lighten up the pain would be to reach a deal with the United States and with Donald Trump. And while Donald Trump's brand of economic nationalism, though I was skeptical of it before, though I thought it was protectionism before, it seems more like, well, let's just be blunt, it seems like the Godfather, it's economic gangsterism. Trump is essentially saying, yeah, I know it's bad when I raise tariffs, but I'm crazy enough to do it unless you make a good deal. Trump seems to instinctually understand that tariffs are a form of soft warfare, and he has successfully used them, similar to how mafioso may show a weapon in order to reach a better deal, better terms on a protection deal. The administration's top trade aims seem to be new trade deals, as Trump did so well with Mexico and Canada. And we're waiting on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to actually bring that to the floor. And meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping's government has seemed to prefer to wait out the American president, who has to deal with his, of course, election next year in 2020. The problem, though, for Xi is that Trump's trade war could not have come at a worse time for his Communist Party. There are major signs that the Chinese economy is on the brink of crisis. Largely overlooked and underreported by the American media, folks, is that the Chinese banking system right now has increasingly appears to be the economic equivalent of Chernobyl. After a decade of massive credit expansion, with tens of trillions of dollars worth of loans being funneled into projects based on the whims of government central planners rather than actual Chinese entrepreneurs, there is growing concern that their banks are full of toxic loans. Kind of sounds similar to what we were doing in 2008 in this country. If you want to understand what's going on in China, folks, think of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that helped balloon up the housing market. Yes, private people were out there. All sorts of shady companies were out there giving out loans they shouldn't have given out to people, knowing that people they were giving loans could never pay those loans back. But these companies did that because they can immediately then sell those mortgages to the government-sponsored entities. That's what's going on in China, but on a much more massive scale than just a housing market. So China is in a precarious position. And while American politicians fear losing elections, Chinese politicians fear revolution. And a painful economic crisis is the perfect environment for such an uprising. So hopefully, in due time, especially in light of the recent protest in Hong Kong, China's Communist Party and President Xi himself will have to understand that they'll have to deal with Donald Trump. And ultimately, here's what's at stake. And it's something we've forgotten ever since back. Also, another event occurred, I believe, in 1989. The Berlin Wall came down. Here in America, we seem to have taken our eye off the ball ever since we stopped having to face the Soviet threat, ever since the end of history, as it was proclaimed. But the real lesson is this, folks. Free markets, free people, trading as they wish, people with individual rights guaranteed by God and government. Given by God, guaranteed by government, to be more exact. The reason China will fail and Trump will win is the fallacy that free market capitalism can be replaced with communism with market characteristics. It's what you're hearing from the Democrats here in this country. And as we watch China teeter and soon fall. Keep in mind that, no, China used to be held up as a model by the likes of Thomas Friedman and all these New York Times writers. It is not the model. The future continues to be free minds, free markets, free people. And we do not need to give up our rights, nor our initiative, and our economic innovation to government. We can do it. And the more Trump pushes on China, I think the more we're all going to be winning. If you want to join in on the conversation, of course, we have more coming up. Jack Campbell will be joining me. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. This is Joey Clark. Jack had to go to the leg store. Literally, his leg was a little off kilter, but he'll be here soon. Coming up, we have Enthusiast. It started as a joke on the Book of Faces, on social media at large, but there are actually alien enthusiasts descending on Area 51 today. This, along with the fact that the U.S. Navy admitted, I believe yesterday, that all these UFO videos that were put out by, of all people, a former band member of Blink 182, Tom DeLonge, I believe, those videos are real. Those are, in fact, UFOs. They don't, which literally means they don't know what these things are in these videos. They seem to be craft that are moving around with propulsion mechanisms that we don't understand. And the Navy, the U.S. Navy itself, admitted to that. Those videos that have been released, you might have seen them over the last couple of years, they're real. They're real. What crazy times we live in. What crazy times we live in. But here, let's go to the phones real quick. 272-9228. Let's see who this is. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, real quick, along the lines you're talking about pork in China, just for a little information out there to the public. Yeah. Smithfield Pork in the United States is the largest pork producer. It is also owned by the Chinese.
Mm.
So when you're out there shopping, folks, and you buy Smithfield, or if you, they also own the names of Armour, Eckridge Farm, some other names. That look on the pack there. They're owned by Smithfield. So when you buy these products, you're supporting the Chinese government, because Smithfield pork was bought by the Chinese a few years ago.
Okay, I appreciate the word, and I mean, it doesn't surprise me, given it billions of people, and one of their favorite proteins is pork. Go with a good American company, and I highly suggest, if you want to pay a little extra, find like a Heritage Hog place. It's some of the best pork you'll ever have.
Anyway, all right, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
You too. By the way, folks, this portion of the program is brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. It's a comprehensive tire and automotive store, service center here in Montgomery, Alabama. The Jenkins Tire and Automotive philosophy is simple. They always deliver, and they will always exceed you, the customer's, expectations. You know, I often fell into the trap of, you know, out of sight, out of mind. My car seems to work, and then all of a sudden it stops working, and it's like I'm dealing with a nest of snakes, like a viper's brood. Oh, no, I don't know what I'm doing. It's because I didn't prepare. It's because I didn't think Jenkins. But if you say to yourself, I'm thinking Jenkins, I'm thinking Jenkins. Say it with me, folks. I'm thinking Jenkins. And you stop by for a monthly checklist. Just have your car looked at every month by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. You can have that peace of mind where you're not all of a sudden shocked, oh, my vehicle's not working, my vehicle's not working. They can do everything over at Jenkins. Air conditioning repair, air filters, batteries, tire balancing, tire installation, tire repair, everything to do with tires, belts and hoses, brake repair, cooling systems, electrical systems. I need to go get that checked out, by the way, myself on my beautiful little roaster. Anyway, folks, they do it all. So go check them out. Be Thinking Jenkins. Jenkins Tire and Automotive. 38 East Jefferson Street here in Montgomery, Alabama. You can make an appointment on their website at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, all spelled out. Or give them a call. 265-0792. 265-0792. Again, Jenkins Tire and Automotive. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. I am Joey Clark. Jack Campbell will be by soon. Again, he had to go to the leg store. These things happen. But if you want to join in on the conversation, do you think Trump will help us win against the Chinese? Do you support what he's doing, even if farmers here in the great state of Alabama included are taking a little bit of a hit? And do you really think
Did you ever think that China would actually overtake us, the United States of America, with their state-sponsored and Communist Party-sponsored capitalism, as opposed to free markets and free minds? Give me a call, 272-9228, 272-9228.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Memphis. They call it Bluff City. Home of Graceland. And the birthplace of the blues. But this town is so much more. The people of Bluff City have helped change the world and inspired me to become a lawyer. I've been fighting for them ever since. Because when you stand up for what's right, you never stand alone.
Kimmy Smits and Caitlin McGee star in Bluff City Law. Premieres this Monday after The Voice on NBC.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any two Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. This is Joey Clark. Jack Campbell will be here in just a moment or two. In his stead for the time being, look at this. It's Emily Hayes.
Oh, hey, it's me.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did you know that a recent study showed this, Emily?
Okay.
That we spend close to 3 hours in the bathroom every week? It's true.
In some households, that's just in a day.
Yeah, well, some it's more. you never know. You know, and it's good to take your time in there. And if you're the type who needs to take their time in there, don't rush. I don't want to go into any details. But when you're 30 or up, I've learned this, being 30 myself, 30 and up,
Don't force anything, folks. Take your time. And since you spend so much time in the bathroom, and if you don't enjoy your current scenery, it doesn't feel homely. It doesn't feel like a place you want to be.
Yeah, if you can't relax.
If you don't like the current scenery, if you're not feeling relaxed, go to Bath Innovations. Let them transform your bathroom from boring to beautiful. From, ew, that's a little gross, to, oh, I feel great in here. I could be here all day. It's a locally owned and operated store. Bath Innovation specializes in bathtub to shower conversions, custom tile installation, walk-in showers, fiberglass repair, and more. You should contact them today and learn about their affordable bathroom remodeling solutions. I was spoiled as a kid, Emily. I had this beautiful walk-in shower tile ceiling to floor that I had to share with my brother, but it was like, yeah, it was great. My folks went all out, and I've never had a bathroom like that since. So
fancy pants.
Yeah, you just got a new place, a new home. You should give them a call, Bath Innovations. They can make your bathroom look incredible at a very low cost. So call them today, set up an appointment, and get a free estimate. 277-2723, 277-2723. Go to Facebook and check out their beautiful before and after pictures. Visit Bath Innovation Showroom today at 2331 Eastern Boulevard across from Home Depot. Look for the big duck. That's what you should
That's
do.
That's them?
Yeah, look for the big duck.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes, yes. So I just started off the show talking about China, and they opened up pork markets like crazy, but they're hurt now because of these tariffs being put on them. They're the number one pork-consuming country in the world. They love their pig over there in China. Yeah. They must not be a lot of Muslims and Jews over there.
Well,
actually, they're locking up all the Muslims. It's a really crazy thing. Literally locking up what we call Uyghur Muslims in concentration work camps. All over China, but it's a great place, you know.
You don't hear much about this stuff.
Well, China's such a conundrum because they, in many ways, they have stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have this social credit system where every aspect of your life
creeps me out.
Right, and it should. Man. It should creep you out. I mean, they're essentially trying to control people without having to use overt force.
Yeah.
It's social sanction. It's a brilliant way of doing it. And they got a lot of these ideas from the North Koreans. For instance, North Korea, every week, I believe, let's say it's you and husband and, you know, say you got a bunch of kids, too, and maybe your mom and dad are living right next door. They'll bring the whole family in.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, so what was Eric saying this week bad about the Communist Party? And if you don't have anything to confess, then you're in trouble. So it makes people turn against one another.
So even if he didn't say anything at all,
right?
I would need to offer up something.
That's suspicious itself. Yeah, so people have to kind of come up with a strategy on how to learn to trust each other. But that's the whole point of the government. And China's doing this. Instead of having to pull people in, they got billions of people in that country. They are using virtual tools and methods.
Sounds
in order
kind
to,
of mm-hmm. like this has happened before.
But then at the same time, if you go land in Beijing, you'll see all the American brand. You'll see KFC. You'll see McDonald's. They apparently love fried chicken over there in
mm-hmm,
China.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see all the latest movies for the most part. I mean, you'll see a lot of Western culture and entertainment.
So weird to
right.
have that contrast of something that feels very Nazi-like with the turning you in if you say anything bad about the party.
Right.
And then walking in for freedom fries, you know.
Yeah, and it's a place that I don't think can be hailed as a model for the world. And let me be clear, I don't have anything against the Chinese people.
Mm-mm.
It's more the style of government and their oppressions there. But it's something I hope the President of the United States and others can sort of break it open and say, you know, Xi, this new kick you're on, like, we'll never be humiliated again and all this stuff. Like, I know you're a 1,000-year-old country. I know that you had that history, like that century of humiliation with the British and the French and the Americans, too. I admit it. We really kicked your butt. We really decimated you. We get it. A lot of strife, a lot of war. Japan wasn't very nice to you either. I get it. But, you know, we can get along if we just trade fairly, Xi. He, I think, has driven a hard bargain. And because of economic troubles in their banking system, rising pork prices, all sorts of reasons, China, I think, will be hit hard going forward if they don't make a deal very soon. So that's a good news for everybody. Good news for farmers here in America. Good news for the Chinese people. Just good news if China and the United States could actually make a deal and we don't continue this tit-for-tat approach with tariffs and other non-tariff barriers and methods. So we'll see. But I'm going to shift gears here.
Shift them. Push the clutch in.
We got to hit another break, but the Area 51 thing is real.
Is it happening?
There are people, yeah, actually there at Area 51. Now, there's extra security. Guards are all posted up around this place. It's one of these places where stuff definitely goes on. I don't know if it's alien activity. But don't you know, all by the way, that President Trump, as soon as he's like elected and he gets, you know, his clearance and all this stuff, he's like, okay, show me the aliens. Yes. Like, that's what I would do.
I think it's what everybody would do. Like,
and Bernie Sanders apparently promised, I will tell the American people the truth about the billionaires, about the millionaires, and about the aliens. Just yesterday or 2 days ago, the Navy came out and confirmed all these videos put out about, like, fighter pilots and whatnot seeing UFOs, unidentified craft. Tom DeLonge's organization.
Yeah.
And for a while, it's like, Tom DeLonge's gone nuts. Well, all the videos they put out, the Navy has confirmed they're all real.
See, that's something I was going to bring up when you brought up aliens, is the old ex-Blink 182.
Right, and people thought he's off his rocker now.
Yeah.
And he's probably still off his rocker now, but the videos they released are in fact real. Mm-hmm. The Navy doesn't know what these craft are that we're seeing in these videos. Nobody does. Well, at least nobody has spoken up about it. And they're moving in ways we don't understand. Pretty fascinating stuff. And if you look into, like, go back, watch an old Joe Rogan interview with Bob Lazar, mm-hmm. who's one of the first people to break the Area 51 stuff. This is just, it can be a joke, it can be funny, but it could also be really interesting if, in fact, there is technology beyond what we know in the mainstream. That would be really, really cool. But here, we had to hit another break.
Okay.
Joey Clark here, News and Views from 9 to noon. Emily Hayes is sitting in for a second here. Thank you for that, Emily.
Oh, no worries.
While Jack Campbell's getting himself together, but he'll be here.
Getting himself together.
Classy as always.
Like Mr. Potato Head.
Always, yes. If you want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228, 272-9228.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the...
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They're coming. They're coming to Area 51, folks. Not the aliens, but the alien enthusiasts. Welcome back to News and Views. This is Joey Clark. News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Jack hasn't been able to make it yet, and he said something about the leg store. I'll keep you informed, but Emily Hayes is here. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
And yes, it is true that the alien enthusiasts are here. Almost 2 million people clicked on the going button on a Facebook page set up by a California man seeking to storm Area 51.
You said 2 million?
Yeah, 2 million people clicked on going.
You know, you have to count that as like half of them will actually show up.
Right.
Anybody that's ever done a Facebook event for anything ever in your life,
you know
that you can plan for 100 people because 100 people said they're going to be there.
Right.
But really, you're just going to have 50 folks there.
Yeah, I threw a Facebook party once and it ended up being like one of Michael Scott's from The Office party.
Oh, no.
So I was just sitting in the dark with a strobe light going, you know, like rocking. If anybody knows that episode, it's so good.
Bless him.
So good. But apparently, this was the initial idea. It kind of started as a joke, as a trolling meme sort of thing. But Area 51 is indeed a super secret military base in Nevada. To see them aliens was the goal. Let's see them aliens.
Show us your aliens.
Now, though, once it blew up, the page's creator disavowed the whole thing. Facebook took down the pages. But the events are still planned. And that's led officials in Nevada to worry that thousands of people will really try to storm the super secret military base.
Watch there be like 12 when it's all said and done.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, there are some of the latest updates we can check here.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Live updates.
Yeah, no, people are checking it out. Apparently, there's like events going on. A variety of events are taking place to mark the week, including music festivals in a variety of locations. You know something about that.
Oh, my lands.
But some people still appear to be committed to at least getting close to the base's famous military gates, coming near enough to snap selfies alongside the warnings of how violently the base will be protected. You know, intruders will be shot.
No, like, they're not kidding about that, y'all.
They're not kidding. I think something's happened here, Emily, where people, life's become too cushioned and nerfed, where people don't get it. We covered a tragic, tragic story a couple days ago out of Georgia, just outside of Atlanta in a suburb.
Stand Your Ground thing?
Yeah, and it was like three kids who were like 15 and 16, the kids were. And they decided to storm in on this guy who lived with his mother. And I believe all the folks are, in this case, it's not a racial thing because everybody involved is black.
It is just a man defending his house.
Yeah.
And he had posted, intruders will be shot. He wasn't joking. Like, I think sometimes people are so used to be able to say whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And say whatever they want to say.
And not suffer any consequences yep. for their actions.
And when you actually do things in person, people tend to react differently. They tend to go, hey, you're really freaking me out, and I will do anything for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually don't fault the guy for shooting. It's terrible that these teenagers thought they would get away with this, that they should do this in the first place, but somebody has the right to defend themselves, certainly their house and their mother.
Agreed.
So, I think this is just an example of, I wonder, how many drugs do you have to take to think, I'm going to storm a super secret military base?
Yeah, it's not the best idea there.
No, it does also, I'm a split personality. It does strike me as a lot of fun to be kind of on the perimeter of the base and just having a big party, alien themed. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You're the guy in the lot with the alien t-shirts.
Okay,
spray painted from a stencil that you hand cut.
Update from about an hour ago. This morning, the reaction online seems largely to be shock that anyone actually turned up overnight. They didn't, of course, storm anything, but even getting to the gate is hard work. Okay, yeah, so people are there.
I just have a feeling that the ones that do show up are going to be like, man, this is a lot more difficult than I expected it to be.
Right.
So I'm just going to head back here and get a soda.
I'm just going to stand back. Have you ever been held at gunpoint?
Me?
By an officer?
No.
I've had that occasion. So lucky. Twice.
I know one time, but you guys were just like filming a little movie
that
thing,
was
right?
Yeah, that was your Montgomery, and it kind of made sense. It was just an honest mistake. Luckily, nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
But the second time, I was in Auburn. It was just a lazy Sunday. I was like, I shouldn't be so lazy. And I was cleaning up the apartment, got like three trash bags together. I was going, you know, with an apartment, you go to the dumpster. I step out, first step of the stoop. And I look to my right, and there is a SWAT officer.
What?
And, like, you know, kind of that army green fatigues and whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, loaded up, you know, chest protector, all this stuff. And he's got a rifle right there in my face. And then a blue clothes cop comes around and goes, come here, son. I'm like, I dropped the trash bag.
Just cleaning my apartment.
Yeah, immediately, like, I didn't make any, like, aggressive moves. I'm like,
why did
yes,
I even
sir.
Get out of bed today?
And then, so I sat there for, like, 5 minutes, and I finally was like, hey. Hey, officer. And finally, the blue clothes cop came over. Like, what's going on? He's like, we got a hostage threat called in a few apartments down. I'm like, can I go back inside? Oh, yeah, sure. And then, like, a knock 30 minutes later. Is there somewhere you can go, son? Yeah, sure. Fine. And as they, like, walked me to my car, I couldn't just walk to my car and leave. I had to walk with my shoulder on one of the SWAT officer's backs as he still has his gun trained on the door where the hostage
wow.
is going. And I can hear him leaning in to his, you know,
walkie-talkie.
Yeah, like, we got a silver Hyundai sedan. It's going to be leaving. He's fine. He's a friendly.
He's a friendly?
Yeah, or something like that.
Joey, what an exciting life you led all before 30.
I know. And the whole point of that story is that if you ever have a gun trained in your face by a full decked out officer, because a uniform is more than just protection. A uniform can intimidate.
Oh, yeah.
You see that probably to the 10th degree at a super secret military base, not just a SWAT team in Auburn, Alabama. You should be intimidated. You should definitely be intimidated. So I'll be surprised if any of these, you know, hippies out there or hipsters end up actually storming.
They're going to get tired. It's going to be too much for them. It's going to be too far to walk back for a Red Bull or some other
right.
something.
And we've run out on generator power, working all these turntables
oh,
and
yeah.
playing our vinyls,
right,
man.
Oh, you got to lug this stuff through the desert. It's so hot.
You're listening to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell will be here when he can be here. Emily Hayes is here, though, and we'll be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Kara
Vita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecast, Kara Vita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at KaraVitaVillage.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%, plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Vita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I heard you. You said your favorite color was green.
Welcome back to News and News.
I wish everyone could see you right now.
This is my jam, baby. Sing it for me. Welcome back to News and Views. As we mentioned earlier, let's get into the details here. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey announced yesterday that she will receive treatment for a malignant spot on her lung cancer. She's 74 years old, for those who didn't know. She said the spot was discovered in a routine exam and was later confirmed to be what she called a tiny, isolated malignancy.